always this number in the mirror. I mean, every little hair in place, and just, you know, wanted to walk right and everything. And we were all out in front of his house one day. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I'm telling you. And he got out, and we were watching him, and everything was real quiet. And there was, he's a real tall guy, you know, and he had this low hanging limb was hanging down. And we were watching him. It was kind of getting dark, and he was just carrying. He walks real fast anyway. He walks like Reggie. You know, you have to run to keep up with Reggie. That's the truth. And he's just walking, but you got to run to keep up with him. Amen. And that limb was hanging down. Jerry Carter, we were watching him. Jerry Carter went, and he just kept on walking like nothing happened. We laughed for 3 hours out in that car for the very fact that he didn't acknowledge it at all. He didn't go, wow, or anything. He just went, and just kept on going. I called him the next day, and I said, Jerry, you all right? He said, yeah. He said, I ran to the mirror. He said, first thing you did, he fell against the door. And went, my brains, I bet they're hanging out, you know. Then he went to a mirror to see what happened to him. He thought he lost all his brains. Amen. It's funny when you don't acknowledge it and you just act like nothing happened. Amen. Am I boring you, David? Hallelujah. Well, I'm just kind of getting you stirred up, trying to get you on the good side here. Okay, go to Genesis 25. Saying all that to say nothing else but to get a laugh out of you. What? Pardon? Yeah, David Penland, where are you? Come on up here and pray over the Word of God. From right there? No, I want you to pray over the microphone so we can get it on tape. I like to hear people pray on tape. Amen. One of these days, we'll get those tapes edited out. Amen. And put a good label on them, and you can take them home with you. Let's stand up.